Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Season 6 of Stand Up and Stand Out, Parte y Destacate. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Nikki Green, and we're taking it back to the old school with our original guest interviews you have come to love. We spent the last two seasons learning more about the two books I launched this year, Chameleon Mindset and The Great Lead Hership Awakening. And now that I've come up for air from the writing and publishing process, I wanted to reach out to my network and share more of the great work others are doing. I hope you enjoy Season 6, and I look forward to hearing your feedback and comments on the fascinating topics we will cover with each of these new guests. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Stand Up and Stand Out. It's been a wonderful Season 6 talking about community, and I have one of my good friends here, Deepak, and he's joined us today. Deepak and I have been friends for, gosh, it feels like a long time, 2 years maybe. We've joined through the 10 group.
Maybe not quite 2 years, but yes, 18 months, something like that, yeah.
Love it. And I'm so glad to finally have you on the show and talk a little bit about all the wonderful things you're doing. I think it's perfect timing as we head into the holidays and get ready for the new year. So say hi to everyone, Deepak, and tell them a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me. I appreciate being on the show. It's an honor. And my name is Deepak Saini, and I help people with their health, but specifically the kind of that long-term health, not losing, you know, the next 5 pounds or the 20 pounds, but thinking long-term, thinking 20, 30, 40, even 60 years out for long-term health. I'm in my mid-40s. I'm hoping to stay the goal to be a centenarian plus. Some people cringe when they think that because they experienced, maybe had some negative experiences, what their parents went through or their grandparents. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about living life to your fullest, playing with your great-grandchildren, living in your home, all that type of stuff. So again, I have a 60-year view and I work about long-term views as well.
I love it. And not a lot of people can do that. I mean, we keep talking about people having shorter and shorter attention spans and not really even being able to stay focused in the moment, let alone making really long-term goals like that. So I think it's really great to kind of give people a different perspective and really think about, let's not just make short-term decisions for the now, but really make sure we're doing it for the long haul for ourselves personally, for our family, and for our businesses.
Absolutely. You know, I think it really, the real key here is, and I know the theme of the season is kind of community, I'll kind of tie it in. I think the real thing is to tie whatever your goal is, and whatever it is for you, it doesn't have to be centenarian, is to really tie it to your purpose, your North Star, whatever that is for you. So, we don't need to get into my backstory, but, you know, I overcame a number of serious health conditions, including being morbidly obese, non-immune condition, and, you know, I hurt my back in 2014, such like being able to pick up my daughter out of I remember how sucky life was when I couldn't do anything, including pick up and play with my kids. So, you know, in the journey of healing myself, which I did, which brought me to the work that I do now, you know, I remember how sucky it was. I never want to go back. That is my goal. That is my mission. That is my purpose every day, is to not never go back there for myself, and then help people also not have to go through whatever they're struggling with. And, you know, so again, really tied to, I call it the heart in the head, you know, so kind of, you know, what's really in your heart? What do you really, really want? And then, you know, also, you know, making those decisions, you know, it's small little decisions every day. And hey, none of us are always perfect, but to make those small decisions for that long-term goal, that is, again, you know, sometimes 10, 20, 30, even 60 years out. And, you know, part of that is also surrounding yourself with the right people for your goals. And they could be health goals, they could be business goals, personal goal, whatever it might be. And, you know, and again, that's, I think community is a big part of that. It's a big thing I work on with my clients, is making sure they have the support system, whatever their goals are, in my case, mostly particularly health goals, that is going to help them, you know, be successful. And, you know, again, from a business point of view, you know, networking, you know, that's how we eventually, how we originally met, and, you know, and our circles have passed a few times to some different communities. So again, great to be here with you.
And that's what I really love. When you really start to resonate with people, and you may have similarities, you may have lots of differences, but you learn from each other. And that's how our communities continue to kind of collide together. And we realize that, you know, there are important things for us to be working on together. And I love that philosophy because, you know, I'm very much about goal, not just goal setting, but goal achieving. And I get so frustrated with people, you know, especially as the new year kicks around and we start talking about, oh, New Year's goals and all these things. And people are like, oh, well, if you don't do it for 21 days, then you suck and, you know, forget it. And, you know, the goal is over. And people are putting so much pressure on being perfect and doing this like above and beyond and totally transforming their life overnight. And I really love your approach to getting people to just make better decisions every day, even if they're small ones, to keep contributing to that. So maybe talk about why that's an important part of your philosophy or how it's helped you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as we're coming, like you said, into this season and the new year around the corner and New Year's resolutions, all that kind of stuff. Look, willpower is hard. You know, if you're an absolute rock star, and I'm sorry, but most of you aren't, I'm not either. You know, willpower alone, maybe you can eke out 2 years. Most people can't do, like you said, 21 days, right? So the real key is to find what resonates with you, what you will actually do, and just make small changes, whether that be to your nutrition, to a new habit. Maybe it's picking up meditation or gratitude or journaling, whatever it is, it doesn't matter, right? Just do the one thing, maybe two at a time. That's what I work on with my clients as well. You know, we never work on more than two things, no matter how committed they say they are or how whatever, it's like one or two things. And once, you know, and then maybe after a couple of weeks, they're like, okay, again, that's not enough time to build a real habit, but at least it's like, okay, we're seeing some success. Let's add a third one in. And then, you know, by a fourth, and by the time you get to the fourth or fifth thing, just again, minor small changes. And again, I can give some examples. By that time, the first two you implemented are now like no problem. They're like clockwork. You built the habit in. So again, when I work with people, and that time like varies depending on how they're working with me, you know, by the end of the time, they've incorporated and implemented anywhere from four to sometimes dozens of different habit changes. And the next thing you know, it's like, hey, it's 6 months, it's a year later, whatever the case may be. And you don't have that 21 goal, I have to do it, I have to chill myself, whatever, you know, some drastic change. I made small changes that resonated with me. And now it's a year later or 6 months later, it's like, oh, I don't remember the old me anymore. I don't remember a time when I didn't do this. It's hard to remember when I used to drink this soda or whatever the case may be.
Yeah. And it's so many little things like that, you know. Like you said, if you're around your friends and your family and all of a sudden there's all these holiday parties and you feel a little bit of pressure, you know, maybe to, you know, be a part of what's going on, it's still that you can make a few better choices, right? You know, you can kind of look at the spread of food and you can look at the choices of drinks and just make one or two better choices, right? It doesn't have to be so dramatic that, because that's when you start to feel isolated too from your community. That's normally the people you're around and they don't necessarily, you know, want to go through the same transformation you do. Then a lot of times, then all of a sudden you've lost that support community, which is so critical, I think, in a lot of these transformations. You know, if you decide just to go cold turkey on not drinking or not eating certain foods or whatever, all of a sudden, you know, then people kind of shame you too. It's kind of a difficult thing of like, it's fine. You know, you don't need to do all those things. And I think that's really difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's unfortunate that sometimes the people closest to us, the ones that love us the most, are actually our biggest detractors from actually reaching our goals and making a change. It's not because they don't love you. It's because they see change in you and that they put it back on themselves. They're like, oh, I could never do that. And they're putting that their negative thoughts and emotions on how they speak to you. So, and again, we're in the holiday season here. Thanksgiving may have just passed. Christmas might be just coming up. I'm not sure exactly when this is going to drop it off. So we've got New Year's coming up. So yeah, just make small things. So like, hey, I'm not saying cold turkey anything. It's like, hey, if you normally have like five glasses of wine at a dinner party, like how about you just cut to three? Let's start there. Let's just start the three. You can still have your wine or whatever. You know, you're going to a family dinner, like bring something, you know, and if you, let's assume you start to make some changes to your nutrition and dietary, bring something, right? That, you know, so you know, at least there's one thing you can eat and there's probably other things you can pick out. You still have a full plate, just make some different choices, right? So maybe third serving of stuffing is like, well, maybe just keep stuffing to one, you know, or the mashed potato or whatever is your thing. You know, add more protein, add some more healthy fats, you know, whatever is going to resonate with you, you know, and just make some small changes. And then it doesn't look like much, you know, like, oh, you know, Aunt Betty's homemade cherry pie or whatever's the thing, right? It's like, great, just to ask for a smaller slice. You're still participating and but it's not just about cutting calories or whatever, but it's like you're starting to make those small changes. Let's be honest, the holidays is a difficult time for many people. It's certainly for myself as well. Just, you know, those family dynamics and all those type of things, just like make those small changes to get through the season. And then, you know, we get more to, you know, back to normal January 2nd or whatever the case may be. It's like, then you can, you know, kind of be more on the path that you want to be on.
Exactly. Well, and you and I, we actually got to meet in person recently. We met up in Vegas at JV.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was so awesome to meet you in person.
It's so funny that all these times, you know, it's like we feel so closely related in our community and but we haven't met in person. You know, you live up in Calgary, I live in Chicago, and not exactly neighbors, so to just show up on the doorstep. But talk about too traveling, because, you know, I travel a lot and this has always been a thing for me because I do have a lot of food sensitivities, which we've talked about. And so for me, traveling is always a little bit of a risky move too, because I don't know, you know, especially when we go to conferences like this, sometimes the food's all pre-prepared. So you're kind of stuck with what's there. So a lot of times I'll bring things, you know, supplements, electrolytes, protein shakes, all sorts of things that I know for sure I can eat that are easy to pack, easy to bring with me to supplement what else might be there in case I need to, you know, skip something that's there. But maybe what are some of the strategies you employ too while you're traveling and while we were in Vegas?
Yeah, no, those are all great things. Yeah. So I'm the guy who brings his own food as well, at least snacks. You know, it depends on how long the flight is, you know, like, again, I'm not saying anyone again should do this cold turkey or, you know, go whole in. Like I've adapted my body to be, you know, what I call fat adapted, right? So I can fast, I can go, you know, if I need to, I can go up to 24 hours. Like, you know, I typically do like a 16 to 18 hour fast. So like, you know, if I'm on a 3 hour flight, I don't need to eat anything. You know, I can go well, but yeah, I bring the healthy snacks, you know, things that are, you know, bars or nuts or whatever, you know, whatever kind of resonates with you. And I bring that with me. And, you know, I'm even that guy who, like, again, if it's maybe that little bit of a longer flight, depending on the timing as well, that's like, I'm going to need to eat something while I'm on the plane, but I'm not going to eat what they have. So, you know, hard boiled eggs like can last, you know, good 5-6 hours. So, you know, that's right. Nice sweet spot there. So I can have a couple hard boiled eggs on the plane or some nuts or whatever. Yeah. So I bring all my supplements. One thing that's a big thing for me, because again, I, like you said, you don't know what you're going to get. And a lot of times traveling or restaurants, what's usually the thing that's most missing? It's not the carbs. Quite often it's not protein. It's vegetables. It's the greens. You never know what you're going to get. And sometimes, you know, if there is, it's, you know, they got all this junk dressing on and stuff like that. So one thing I always travel with besides my regular supplement is I bring a greens powder with me. It's, you know, a little small little container. That way, at least I know, you know, from the micronutrient point of view, like I'm not getting the fiber and all that kind of stuff that we need from vegetables. But from a micronutrient point of view, I know I'm getting, depending on how many scoops, 10 to 20 servings of vegetables, right? Just put in my water in the hotel or in a water bottle, whatever, take it all day long with you. I know I'm at least getting that. And then of course my supplements, and I'll even up it a bit because again, travel and being on planes, you're all these strange people and breathing this recycled air and all the kind of stuff. It's like, travel's hard on the immune system. Absolutely. So, you know, I try and hack that with a little bit extra, extra support, a little bit extra antioxidants. Definitely when I land somewhere, again, weather dependent, of course, I definitely try and ground myself. So what do I mean by that? I take my shoes off. I find a piece of grass or the earth, and I just basically ground myself to the earth. Because again, when you're flying up at, you know, 30, 40,000 feet, there's a lot of positive ions, you know, flowing around, and I just want to, you know, discharge those into the earth. So that's called grounding. And then sometimes it's going to depend. I'll even go to the extreme, and this is not for everyone, I understand. I'll even do like an IV, a vitamin IV before and or after, just to make sure I'm, you know, recovered and all the bugs and everything, bacteria floating around. I'm like, I'm super healthy and get ahead of it. So yeah. So I love that you know, bring your supplements, bring your electrolytes, bring some of your own food. That is super key. And let's not forget too, again, where we were in Vegas, right? So like, hey, we're in Vegas, right? But, you know, I think the other thing that people, it's like, and I understand it, I've been there. You're on vacation, you know, so but try and keep to a regular sleep pattern. Try and keep to, you know, as best as possible. Try and keep to somewhat regular, you know, your routine, whether exercise. You know, I'm the guy who, like, I pick my hotels based on the gym, right? You know, then of course you have proximity and some other things, of course. But like, if it doesn't have a gym, I don't want to stay there, right? Because even if I know I can at least very minimum, it's like, I want to go and, you know, get me a 15 or 20 minute cardio workout, get some sweat on before I shower and head to the conference or whatever the case, or to the museum or to the whatever you're traveling for type of thing. So, you know, these are the way I approach things and just make these certain decisions to stick to the routine and these habits that you've already had for a long time or these new habits that you're starting to build for yourself so you can, you know, stay on the course.
I think that's a good one too is, you know, especially when I was traveling internationally, the jet lag and, you know, some of that was really difficult. And, you know, I was expected to be, you know, hitting the ground running as soon as I got in the office. And that's tough to do when you're flying 14 plus hours plus all the time difference. So I did a lot of that too, is like, as soon as I landed and I got kind of checked in and settled in the hotel, is really walk around in your surroundings. You know, if I was training for something, maybe I would go for a jog. But for most of us, it's just perfectly like, okay, good. Go get acclimated to what is the weather like? You know, how much sun is there? What time is it? Am I supposed to be hungry or sleeping or going to sleep or waking up? And really starting to expose yourself to what's there, it'll help you adjust faster, I found, you know, to the time difference when you're going different places. And then two, you're well rested. If you have been on a flight for that long, you probably haven't been moving too far. And other than, you know, walking through the airport to get there, you pretty much sat still in the plane most of the rest of the time. So to get moving again, get that circulation going, I find I also then slept better when I really needed to like lay down and get ready to get going. Cause it is tough. You know, I bring eye shades. I use them on the plane. I use them even in the hotel room when I'm there to just, again, sort of train my body that it's time to go to sleep and try to quiet the mind and be restful and have good sleep hygiene, you know, along with all the other, you know, things of physical hygiene and also what you're eating.
Yeah. Earplugs too. Like hotels are sometimes the worst for noise. So, you know, I mean, I wear earplugs at home. So like eye shade, yeah, eye mask, earplugs, white noise machine, whatever it works for you. You know, make sure the blinds are covered, all the little like little displays on everything, like all covered up and just blackness, right? Just really optimize your sleep while you're traveling.
Hi, everyone. My name is Nikki Green, and I am a life and business resiliency expert. I have been helping people for over 2 decades overcome their challenges and achieve their life and business goals. I wrote Chameleon Mindset for others seeking clarity while acclimating to new situations. This entertaining yet research-based guide to transitions will open your mind to unique strategies for finding purpose and achieving your goals. Through my new book, you will create the happy life you desire with 5 philosophies for change, beginning with C for creative adaptability. Move from resistance to resilience by assessing and adjusting your risk tolerance. The practical lessons in Chameleon Mindset will help you shift your mindset, sharpen your skill set, and overcome the things holding you back from dealing with change. We'll have the new online course coming soon. There are 6 modules in total, but the way you choose to pursue your destiny, it's up to you. Each module can be done independently or repeated as necessary to tackle new obstacles and new goals in your life. And you can earn extra chameleon coins for uncovering them. What are chameleon coins, you might ask? These are reward XP that you can earn to purchase additional Chameleon Mindset benefits as you progress through the course. You can get swag, group coaching, one-on-one coaching, exclusive event tickets, and networking opportunities. And if you collect enough coins, you can even earn a full-day VIP intensive with me to work solely on your goals. And by joining the Chameleon crew, you will also gain access to my network of thousands of influential people around the world with expertise to help you on your business, your personal endeavors, health and fitness, and so much more. Reserve a copy today and click below to be added to our subscriber list. Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And it's fun. You know, I want people to get out and travel again. I definitely feel that it's a little bit more challenging than it has been in the past, you know, a lot more kind of flight delays or cancellations. And the flights, I think, are oversold from, you know, just trying to make back money from COVID. And people just, I think, are a lot less patient too. They've been inside for a while. And so the more you can give yourself a steady routine, you know, a place to relax, a place to be calm, you know, and not get kind of sucked into everything else that's going in those environments, then the better you are going to be, even if you're just going for vacation, don't wait until you get to the vacation to start chilling out and relaxing. I remember a lot of times in my corporate job, I would work so much and I'd be working all the way to the minute, you know, that I was getting on the plane. And then it would take me all of my vacation to actually calm down. And by the time I'm getting on the plane to come back and I'm finally chilled out, I don't want to go back to what that.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You know, again, everyone's got their own situation, of course, but I'm a huge proponent of take a day, you know, vacation day or whatever, you know, one day, at least one day before and after. Like the worst is like, you know, trying to like, you know, work till noon and then go home and pack, rush and get to your 7 o'clock at night flight. Like that's just crazy. Or you get in at 2 a.m. and then you're like, well, I don't have any vacation days left. So I got to, you know, sleep for 3 hours and then go into the office. And like, you're not productive. Your boss doesn't even want you there, you know, type of thing. So like, just take the time and get an adequate preparation to leave and be in the right mindset and, you know, be excited about your trip and, you know, business or pleasure. And then when you come back, like you got that downtime, like get caught up on your laundry, sleep in, you know, check your email, whatever, you know, in a relaxed mode so that when you actually get back to the office or your own business, whatever the case may be, it's like, now you can actually hit it. You're back to normal. Cause I mean, I've done that in the past too, where it's like, yeah, it's like, no, I'll just go in. I'll just sleep 3 hours. I'll make it in. Or like, I'll just be a little bit late. You know, it's like, you're not, why are you even there?
Yeah. And I'm really hoping that, you know, we're starting to see a change in some leadership patterns that they're not enforcing that with some of their employees as well. And even as entrepreneurs, it is very tough because our business is our business, you know, and if we're not running it, there's not a lot of people, you know, necessarily behind the scenes keeping everything going. And I think it's as much important for us, because I always joke about, you know, my boss, myself, and whether I'm, you know, going back to those bad patterns of doing those things of overworking and taking that balance in between things.
Yeah, you want to hear something funny? This just came out just like literally 2 days ago at the time of this recording. Someone asked me, is like, do you ever not work? So I'm solopreneur, entrepreneur. I mean, I have some contractors that do stuff for me. And I really thought about it for a bit. It took me a while to get back to this person. I was like, well, I went back 18 months and I couldn't think of a day I didn't at least do something, right? Like even when I was on vacation, it's like, you're still like doing the social media posts, responding to people, even if it's just for like half an hour, but I was like, I couldn't think of a day. And then I was thinking about it. And then I remembered that I've already put this in place. I have an upcoming vacation here in February. And we're doing a kind of an epic three family sort of trip, something we kind of do like once a year. And there's a part of it where it's like, I could work. Like we're going to be on part of this trip, we're going to be on a cruise, right? So I was like, I could make it work, but do I really want to like lug my laptop and all that? So I actually made the decision, and I had forgotten about this, but this exercise made me remember that I was like, no, I'm actually going to give a member of my team full access to everything, which I've never done before. So for at least this, and I'll probably, it's besides these 3 days, I'll probably like, you know what? You're just in charge for the whole 2 weeks I'm gone. And it's like, I'll probably still do my own responding to things, but I'm not doing like a lot of stuff. I'm just totally going to let it go. And that's a big shift for me. So I'm very excited for that period coming up.
I love it. See, even us coaches, we can also show you guys how we struggle sometimes to make sure we're setting the boundaries and doing the work that we're telling you guys to do. So, well, with the new year coming, why don't you tell folks how you're going to help people get started with their new year on the right foot?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, in January here, mid-January, I have my next launch of my group coaching program, three Secrets to Healthy Aging. And so I, you know, series of workshops, come check them out. And then if you like what I have to say, you know, feel free, we can talk about, you know, what that looks like working with me. I also have a free gift for all the audience members, and we'll put the link in before. It's a little guide. So we were talking about habits a little bit earlier. So basically, seven strategies to sort of kind of reverse the effects of aging that only take minutes a day. There's seven strategies there. And you just find what resonates with you. Again, pick one, maybe two, don't go crazy, and then track it for 30 days. And see if you're successful and if it resonates. Maybe it doesn't resonate with you. That's fine. Drop it. If it does, cool. Keep going. And then after the 3 days, go back to the beginning and pick another one and try that. So again, we'll drop that link, and then, you know, that puts you in my ecosystem. And then you'll certainly hear about the workshops for the group coaching program when they come up in January.
Awesome. So excited. I loved having you on. I know we'll probably have you to other events in the future. Lots more coming for 2024 for both of us. I'm super excited. Start getting on that track. You know, I signed up for a half marathon, so that's my next big goal, to get back into running for next year. Just finished a 5K 2 weeks ago. So, you know, getting back on track, and it feels good. You know, it feels good to get back into those healthy patterns. And I just feel like one is a domino effect, you know, to kind of lead into the next one. So looking forward to having some healthy goals together in the new year.
Absolutely. Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you for having me. It's been a blast being on with you. And it's so good to talk to you again, my friend.
Awesome. All right, kids. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. You guys are off to some fun relaxation with your friends and family over the holidays. Please continue to listen to the show. Subscribe, like, follow, hit the bell, whatever all the things are on the different platforms. And we'll see you before you know it in the new year in 2024. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us today for another episode of Stand Up and Stand Out. You know you can catch us where all the cool kids hang out, the Do podcast, on all the major platforms. And if you want to connect with Nikki directly, you can get a hold of me on my personal site, thenikkigreen360.com. There you can check out my website, you can see any of my new books, you can learn more about this podcast, and follow us on social. Can't wait to hear from you, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.